Welcome to Money Talk with Tiff, a podcast where we discuss everything money, from tips and tricks to current events. Follow me on my journey to become debt-free and meet other cool people along the way. I am your host, Tiffany Grant. Now let's talk money. Welcome to the Money Talk with Tiff podcast. We are recording live from the NEFE podcasting stage. Thanks to NEFE, the National Endowment for Financial Education, for sponsoring live podcasting at FinCon 19. So today I have a guest episode, and we have Eugene George from the Money and Flow podcast. Hey, Eugene.
Yes, namaste and namastop the drama. How are you?
I love you. I'm doing great. So I just want, because you study something that's so interesting to me. I know you are releasing your book, Our Money Stories, Your Financial Wellness Plan Through an Ancestral Lens, and people discount, you know, your past and how that affects your future. So if you can just dive in a little bit on how that's important to understand your ancestry.
Yeah, so first of all, every pattern that you have, past or present, it's always based off of your family, your environment. And a lot of people would always say, like, get your money mindset. It's all about your mindset. And so a great book that I learned about, which really let me think about mindset, was Carol Dweck's Mindset. So in a nutshell, it says you have a fixed mindset when you say, this is not possible. Or you have a growth mindset where you say, well, I'm not going to get it yet, but I'm going to learn. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like the big piece that everyone normally says. It all has to do with your mindset. But then I was just curious because I said, okay, I've done the Dave Ramsey thing. I've done the pay off your debt thing. And I'm still having all this drama for your mama. So I just kept wondering, there's got to be something more than that. And fortunately, there was this one study based off of Jewish culture. And this woman talked about how you can have the same type of stress that your grandmother had. Mm. And they did studies with women that were in the Holocaust. Mm. So you'd have the same type of stress. Even if you weren't in the Holocaust, you had the same forms of depression, forms of anxiety. And they didn't really know what the problem was. So that study was dope. However, it got discredited. Because there's a lot of weird things about that. So I was super curious from that one NPR episode, and that's been the thing that I've been studying for the past 2 years.
Nice. Yes. Like, I mean, when you are, like, it goes past, because I know I talked about in episode 2, you know, your emotions and money, and I talk about my, like, immediate family, but it goes way beyond that. Mm-hmm. Like, we're talking about 3, 4, 5 generations back, and all of that trauma has an effect on you as well. I can imagine the Holocaust survivors, you know, that was a significant trauma.
Yeah, and so particularly with African Americans, mm-hmm. There is one doctor, Dr. Guroy, who always talks about, you can have PTSD, like post-traumatic slave syndrome. Mm. So that was kind of like a big thing that I kept thinking about. Okay, so yeah, we do kind of still say the same things that our ancestors did. If you really think about it, a lot of Black people have lived a very long time. I was alive when my great-grandparents were alive, you know, 70, 80, 100. And so that was a big thing. Like, I'm still only 4 to 5 generations away from slavery. Mm-hmm. So it was like a big piece to understand, why does that affect our money habits?
And so in your research, what did you find about, because as everybody knows, I'm African American, and the slave trade and the slave trauma, mm-hmm. so to speak, that plays an important role in how the Black community as a whole, you know, operates, mm-hmm. how they operate. So based on your research, how does that play into the money side?
Yeah, so there's a lot of, we're going to get a little woo-woo because I'm a big fan of woo-woo.
All woo-woo. Right. I love woo-woo. Let's go woo-woo.
So with the on the woo-woo side, there's a lot of stuff about feeling grounded and feeling rooted. And so that's why there's a lot of mothership, queenship. You know, Beyonce is, there's a reason why Beyonce is super famous. Of course, like the hard work. But the fact that we identify with being rooted and being grounded in a family is what Black families really depend on and rely on. The trauma in terms of African Americans, I mean, we know that 1 in 3 African American we know that African American men have a 1 in 3 chance of being incarcerated. So for every 3 Black men, there could be 1 person that would be incarcerated. And so when I interviewed a lot of women, that really shakes the core of your money story, regardless of how you feel with gender identity. If there are mostly women involved in the big picture, that's going to affect your money story, because you're not always going to have, you're going to have mostly a one-sided trait. Another thing is, because of the incarceration, a lot of pull can happen in the prisons. So, you know, rap culture, all that stuff is, there's a lot of like prison culture stuff that happens in prisons first, and then they get, it gets popular in the masses. So a really great example is the one of the Democratic representatives in, I don't know why I'm drawing a blank, but one of the Democratic representatives in Boston, which is a part of the AOC crew, that whole, the squad, she was saying that the prison inmates, they were telling all their family members to vote. They couldn't vote, but they would listen to the debates. So that in itself is a monetary thing. So that was a great experience. And, you know, based on your ethnicity, we can really trace your trauma back to your family and then understand, why are you doing the certain habits that you have with your trauma?
I can't stand clutter. So when I want to get rid of my unwanted stuff and turn it into cold hard cash, I use declutter.com. With declutter.com, it's very simple. You just use their handy barcode scanner to get a free instant valuation. No auctions, no fees, no hassle. You pack your items into a box and ship your box for free and get payment the very next day. Declutter.com is rated 5 stars on Trustpilot and a Better Business Bureau accredited business. Declutter.com has made me a lot of money from stuff that just sits around the house. As a listener to the Money Talk with Tiff podcast, you can actually get a $5 boost to your valuation or $5 off if you decide to buy something used. The code for that is MoneyTalk5, MoneyTalk, and the number 5. And you can use that when you check out at declutter.com, DECLUTTR.com. I love declutter, and you should too.
Absolutely, absolutely. And personally, I do have experience with the whole 1 in 3 Black men being incarcerated and how that played an effect even on my money,
right?
For instance. And, I mean, my son and, you know, everybody is affected by that.
Right.
It's not just a single person. Mm-hmm. It affects tens and hundreds of people around that single person. Right. So the whole community suffers.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, we just got real deep.
We got to get real deep.
We do.
You got to get the crap out so you can like tap out. You know what I'm saying? Like it's really important. So I love learning about that.
Yeah. So we're going to switch gears a little bit because I want to talk about the Money and Flow podcast.
Yeah.
So that's where cash and vinyasa flow meet. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm all about the namaste. All about it. From California originally, but I live in Philly, so it's almost like the cash part is like the I'm not getting got with my money, and then the vinyasa flow is like the California side. So the Money and Flow podcast, right now we're moving forward to talking about your money ancestral archetypes, but the goal for it was, I'm in the financial wellness space, so I'm a financial wellness specialist. I talk to tons of people in corporations, and everyone's always stressed out about money. That's the number one cause of stress. It's the number one cause of divorce. So I wanted to have a financial wellness side and talk about how us spending our money on healthy food, how it actually can affect our long-term money habits. So that's pretty much what the podcast is about. And I love it. It's been my baby for a while. And, you know, when you first start out, people think it's crazy. But now, like, people are like, oh, my gosh, my throat chakra. This is, like, messing my money communication. So I'm all about understanding that part because I'm like, you know, we're talking about getting rooted and grounded. Like, that's the first part. And so I'm always fascinated with making the woo-woo, like, gooping it, Oprah-ing it up. But then also talking about, okay, we did tap into our ancestry, but we do need to write down our numbers. Mm-hmm. So I do like that. And then, you know, you and I are both on the financial planning track. So it's like, yeah, we can call out our ancestry as much as possible. It's called to Jesus, called to Allah, what have you. But at the end of the day, if you're behind a wall, if you're not writing things down, it doesn't matter.
And it sounds like I hear budgeting.
Yeah, and I never tell people budget. I always say cash flow. Exactly. So I'm always like, just where's your money coming and flowing, you know?
Exactly. I know you all see a recurring theme with the Money Talk with Tim podcast. All my guests say something about budgeting in some form of or fashion.
Yeah.
But anyway, so thank you so much, Eugenie, for coming on the show.
Yeah, it was great.
Like I said, check out her book, Our Money Stories, Your Financial Wellness Plan Through Our Ancestral Lens. And where can we find you on social media, website? Where can we find you?
You can find my website at moneyandflow.com. And I also have like a freebie for you understanding the book and where to go from there. The other thing is you can actually find me on Pinterest. So if you go on Money and Flow, if you're stressed out and you need a money vision board, we can talk about that. And everything is under Eugenie George for all the social media feeds. You can literally type in my name and it pops up. Shoot, you'll see like my scholarship stuff from like 2005. So yeah, you can pop it up because it's an odd name, except for Princess Eugenie, who's like messing up my SEO. Yeah, that's it.
All right, and I'll have all of that information in the show notes, all the links that you need. Thank you so much, Eugenie, for coming on. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having me with my Luther Vandross voice today.
You know, we've been at FinCon, and we've been talking for 4 days straight now, so completely understand. Yes. I'm a little raspy myself.
All right. Namaste, and namaste, stop the mess. All right.
Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to the Money Talk with Tiff podcast. For free resources and materials, head over to moneytalkwitht.com. And while you're there, why not sign up for our newsletter so you'll never miss an episode? Talk to you soon.